Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Well, it is Wednesday, which means it's time for pro tip, practical advice from experts like Boss Lou to make life a little easier and smarter. So today we're talking about ghost traffic fines, fake fine payment messages that have been doing the rounds with ATO coming into effect on December the 1st. Scammers are taking advantage of this confusion. So to help us spot the signs and protect ourselves, we are joined by Barry Behrman, CEO of Fines SA, to give us a tip on how to identify fake emails or texts about traffic fines.
Hi, this is Barry Behrman. I'm the CEO and founder of Fines South Africa, Fines SA. And I just want to explain to you what we are seeing at Fines SA regarding ghost fine scams. These may take the form of fake SMSs, WhatsApps, and even websites and emails that look identical to official traffic fine portals like Fines SA. They may also include municipal logos, real wording, as well as urgent messages to encourage and even to push motorists into paying immediately. The problem is, once you've paid, the money is gone and the fine still stands. So at Fines SA, we suggest that the safest way is to check before you click. If you do get a fine, whether it's by SMS or WhatsApp or email, don't follow the link. Rather go straight to finessa.co.za or download the Fines SA app. You will then be able to verify that the fine is legitimate. In many cases, you'll also be able to see a picture, and then that will then safeguard you against being caught out. It's important to sign up on Fines SA because all fines are going to be sent digitally. So then you can get a picture of all your fines in real time. And we suggest that you don't open any emails or WhatsApps that come from an email address that you're not familiar with. All Fines SA emails come from help@finessa.co.za. We also have a call center where we encourage motorists to call in anytime, and we can verify on the phone if the fines are active and legitimate. There's also a WhatsApp line, a chat bot, and you can send us an email to help@finessa.co.za. Thank you.
Yeah, this information is so important, guys. Yeah. Like every day when I go through emails, I get messages that I've got an account with Absa when you know you don't even have it.
Right. This is your final warning. Yeah. Final push for you to pay this account. I have those SMSs. I have those emails every day. And sometimes one gets scared. Let's say you're not even used to trauma fines. When you see, but you must pay your traffic fines, the first thing you log in, but you 450 rand. You pay the 450 rand, but the fine still stands.
And you think you're sorted. So with me, as far as traffic fines are concerned, I'll always wait for a roadblock when I'm not busy. When I'm not coming to work, I'll park my... Traffic officers will tell you, but what then, Oyama?
Ambe. I have a friend like that, and I used to judge him for that.
No.
Half the time, Mina, the only time maybe I will know how many fines I have is when I have to renew the disc. So in that way, you know, you can pay your fines.
Those ones are legit as well.
Those ones. So you can pay them at when you are renewing your disc. Otherwise, long getting on my email, my SMS, please verify. Before, because here's about it, but they come with the logo. It's a nigga logo, Sekuru Lane.
And links are scary for me.
Okay. I don't do links.
Are you tempted to click?
Yeah, you are tempted because I'm human. Yes, but click.
Guys, another thing that I know that helps in terms of paying your fines is paying through your banking app. I trust that. I've never been scammed through that. So, yeah, if people didn't know, that's also another good way.
Hey, Skumba, no Glenn. Speaking about those emails, pay this or fully account, gupi. Mina, I don't know. I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm the richest person in this world ever. You know those emails, good to know you have received funding from Queen Elizabeth. Come and claim your inheritance and what. Hayi mina ngingathengela namatikiti for ukuthi niye kuyilokuzana niyobukele iWorld Cup next year. The way ngi-reaching ngakhona from those emails, I've even lost count nje.
Hey, lo muntu okhuluma ngala ma-fine law. Last ngiyothatha i-license la ekuholweni. Bathi khona amathikithi kumele ngiwabhadale wasejozi ngiwabhadalile. But bahlezi bangisendela wona la awumathikithi engiwabhadalile wasejozi. Hey, hey bafethu, hayi hayi uyasiza lo muntu wakhuluma. Hey, usincedile bese ngithi ngiyawabhadala kanti hayi dololo man. Hey, mase ngibuza bafethu bathi hayi wena ubhadalile that time uthathe license. So hey, hey, hey bafethu nesigade ikhona lento leyo, ikhona lento leyo.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.